Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Rural America has not been happy with the direction our federal government has taken in the last 2 years. And now we have a midterm election coming up in less than 50 days, and we could flip the control of the House of Representatives to the Republicans. And there's a remote chance that the Democrats could also lose control of the Senate. Regardless, there is no question but the policy direction that President Obama and his party have pursued since the last election is going to change. The anger in the country is not dominated by the war as in the last election. Social issues are pushed to the back burner. Jobs and the economy are in the spotlight. But just as high on the agenda and related is the voters' intense consensus that government is too big. Government spends too much. Government regulates too much. Government taxes too much. Our debt is unsustainable. It's time to insist that individuals take more personal responsibility. That sounds like the Tea Party movement. And it is. It also sounds like Ronald Reagan. I am hopeful that after this election, that we will have enough new conservative voices in the Congress to begin to move us in a new direction. Number one, stop the EPA. The EPA is out of control, wanting to regulate dust on farms. When a combine goes through the field, there's going to be dust. They want to tell us what we can do with our ponds and our little creeks on our farms. They intend to regulate CO2, and I don't agree with that either. And number two, government should stop trying to tax everything they don't like. They want to tax soft drinks. They want to regulate fast food. They want to tax. Why? Because they want to spend the money on their pet programs. And with a new Congress, we can stop the rush to tax everything and everyone. Maybe we can get some relief on the death tax. How irresponsible can a government be with the tax this year dropping to zero and next year scheduled to jump to 55%? And number three, when we turn to the farm programs, we can expect to take our cuts. But that's okay if other programs are put under the knife also. And number four, finally on trade, maybe, just maybe, trade will get some attention. In this election, if we can replace a large number of the tax and spend liberals, Ronald Reagan would be proud. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the